Track 4. Lily Law remembers beloved childhood ponies and talks to two women who have found their equine companions to be a source of strength and comfort in tough times.
My love of horses began when I was a small child with the inheritance of a tiny, infamous black Shetland pony called Shalimar. Much like a character from the 1960s Thelwell books, Shally would seize any opportunity to bite, kick or chase whoever dared to approach him, unless they had a carrot. He especially hated men and would send them running, terrified, back into the house after they'd overconfidently suggested a pat. He would also happily graze while a baby sat on his back yanking his mane. Shally was bold, determined and stubborn, with a big jump for a tiny fat pony. He constantly embarrassed me and my sister before me at Aylsham Show Gymkhana's, usually by deciding mid-class to lie down in the middle of the ring. He was used to being dragged around under washing lines at home to get to the yard, so he did extremely well at obstacle gymkhanas, but only when he felt like it. I even won a sash and the odd rosette at Pony Club camp. He was as brave as a warhorse, and out on a hunt he would go through anything at great speed. My mother and I would often ride out together from Itteringham, she on her huge 18-hands grey called Trampers, and me dwarfed and scuttling by her side. We'd canter over the stubble fields towards home, Shally's little legs moving like tiny pistons next to the slow, giant rocking of tramps. I graduated to a sweet and stubborn Welsh pony who would suddenly stop and shove his head into a bush just as we were leaving the village, forcing me into a humiliating 10-minute battle with much flapping of the legs to persuade him to move on. He'd swipe a last giant mouthful of cow parsley before giving in to my pleadings with a snort. My friends and I would ride out all day through Blickling and Hayden, packed lunches strapped to our saddles, stopping for cokes outside the Bucks or the Earl Arms, or spend hours setting up makeshift jumps in one of the fields at home. Eventually, and miraculously, I got a pony I could show off on, rather than being frequently embarrassed by, in the form of a 14.2-hand chestnut Arab cross, who held his tail high and did everything that was asked of him with a flourish. These ponies were each the love of my life as a child and filled my world with freedom, adventure and challenges, each in their different ways teaching me resilience, bravery and confidence. They were my confidants, my solace in difficult times and my pride and joy. I long to have a horse again, but these days, rather than zooming towards any fallen tree, I enjoy riding as a gentle escape from hectic work and domestic life. It's an opportunity for time to myself and to enjoy Norfolk's wonderful countryside with one of the most beautiful and intelligent animals in the world. My youngest is showing a keenness for ponies too. Perhaps there will soon be room and time for another equine friend in our lives. The healing power of horses. I talked to two women about how their love of horses has got them through the trials of motherhood, bereavement and lockdown. Leah Fowler is a mum of three and fitness instructor. She owns three ponies. Her pony Russell was bought for her after she became a mother.
I had lost a lot of confidence since becoming a mum. For me, Russell has been invaluable in my journey into motherhood. Horses bring a sense of calm, warmth and levelling that I don't find anywhere else. I see my children develop so much around the ponies. Their confidence grows, they laugh, they get frustrated, they learn teamwork as well as how to push themselves as individuals. The ponies give us a reason to get out in the fresh air and exercise and get close to nature. We are so lucky that they all have wonderful temperaments and are real family friends. During lockdown, we felt so grateful to have the time to spend days riding and caring for the ponies away from it all. We tend to spend quite a bit of time going to various shows, but with all that on hold, it gave the kids time to just enjoy the ponies, explore the countryside, and really take the lead on what they wanted to do. We made some wonderful memories during a time that was so stressful in other ways.
Phyllida Hearn is a former international eventer and has been a riding instructor for 53 years. She owns three horses. She lived with her parents, Lord and Lady Walpole, at Walterton Hall between 1950 and 1973. Phyllida's husband of 37 years, Tony, suffered from dementia and passed away in September 2020 during lockdown. During the first lockdown in March 2020, Phyllida became lone carer to Tony. It was no easy thing trying to single-handedly manage a man over 6 feet tall and weighing 13 stone. Tony couldn't be left alone for more than a short time. "Just enough for a quick ride," says Phyllida. These short rides were Phyllida's only bit of time to herself. Although Tony didn't get COVID, she believes the isolation and social impact of it led to his death. He couldn't understand why no one came to visit us anymore. The horses have been a huge support to Phyllida during this time. She bought Harley, a 7-year-old ex-racehorse, last year for her granddaughters to event on and for her to enjoy hacking out. Harley is one of the best buys I've ever made. He's made such a big difference to life in lockdown. Phyllida agrees that caring for the horses, and 15 young cattle too, during lockdown and the death of her husband, has given her strength, both mentally and physically. "The horses have been such a help since losing Tony. It's been great just to be able to chat to people in the village as I ride through. I'm lucky that my grandchildren live at the farm nearby, so we've been more or less locked down together. But we've kept very separate, only riding out when it's allowed and safe."